Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, and we're diving into all that's new in the Australian insurance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Our starting point is a compelling case involving the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, and RA Insurance. Last week, FCA ruled in favor of a camper trailer owner whose vehicle suffered extensive water and mold damage. The issue traces back to a storm in November 2023, which ripped off the camper's cover, permitting water ingress, and only discovered last April. The insurer attempted to deny the claim under wear and tear exclusions, pointing fingers at the declining seals. However, AFCA found that evidence was insufficient to lay deterioration as the primary cause. The result? RA Insurance must now move forward with the repairs, or alternatively, provide a cash settlement with 15% added over the repair quote. Next, ASIC and APIRA, Australia's top financial regulators, are pressing for clearer communications on duration-based pricing in life insurance. Communication problems in the individual disability income insurance market are coming under scrutiny. Initial low premiums often rise over time, leading to surprise costs for consumers. Regulators expect insurance companies to be explicit about their pricing models, and they are working to reveal potential premium increases. ASIC believes further steps are needed, while APRA's involvement may promote stable premiums and more tailored options for consumers. Not updating an insurance policy can lead to hefty bills. A dad learned this the hard way when he overlooked adding his 21-year-old son, a new driver, to his policy. After an accident involving his son rear-ending a vehicle, Hollard Insurance declined the claim because the policy excluded drivers under 25 unless an adult is present. Despite a long-standing relationship with Hollard, the father found no leniency. AFK sided with the insurer, emphasizing the importance of understanding policy terms and updating insurance documents when circumstances change. Finally, the severe floods in New South Wales remind us all of a looming insurance crisis. With premiums reaching $30,000 annually, adequate insurance coverage is slipping out of reach for many property owners. It isn't just Australia. This mirrors a worrying global trend. In 2024 alone, 60 disasters individually surpassed $1.5 billion in losses, totaling $650 billion globally, as climate change intensifies such events. Premier Chris Minns wants insurance companies to expedite claims, but in the longer term, calls for structural reforms, including public insurance schemes and disaster resilience funding, are increasing. That wraps up this week's insurance news. For all your personal and business insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Paige Estrotori, and join me again next week for your weekly insurance news wrap.